Morning time 793 WSHS 567.
Morning time right back to you, Sammy. What's happening?
Well, doing my morning routine.
Yeah, right to that. Yeah, I just woke up a few minutes ago here and trying to get some coffee. If I had to get, I think that she was out here. They're rising.
What do you got going on today? Anything different than you?
I don't know yet. I still have the brain ain't processing at the moment. It's still in its wake-up stage here. Okay, I'll figure it out as I go.
Copy that.
Been any action out here this morning?
No, sir. You're the first voice I've heard.
Yeah, vice versa. I sitting here. Didn't hear anything going on. I think we'll call right around and see what's happening. All right, Sammy, I'm going to get on the monitor side, drink my coffee, and try to monitor the day, let my other eye open up. Get going, get on the right side here. Anyway, good morning time to you, sounding good. We'll talk to you later, my friend. WSFZ 793, clear up your final monitoring.
All right, back at you. You have yourself a good day. WSHF 567, monitoring.
Radio check Whiskey Sierra Hotel Mike, 837.
This is WRQP 347, monitoring.
Go back on a radio check for 837.
Good morning, this is the WRQP 347. Your tone is good, your signal maybe is a little low, but also could be where I'm located. Other than the Detroit computer, I'm right to the station.
Roger, thank you very much. I'm in Holly, heading off the Flint repeater, trying to figure things out here on my new mobile. Thank you so much, sir. Whiskey Sierra Hotel, Mike, 837 out.
WTA 922 monitoring.
You said the 93 and I'm back monitoring.
Yeah, 993 monitoring.
Station coming through the computer, you're not making it. Morning 993 WSOC 793.
Morning 793 Dave, how are you doing this morning, my friend? WSBM 993, copy.
Doing pretty good. Just hanging out, drinking coffee, and waiting, hopefully waiting for it to warm up a little bit more. And I don't know. Well, 49 degrees already. Well, I think today's going to be a warm one there, Roger.
Roger on that one. Are we sounding okay over there this morning on the handheld?
Well, if you ever come in lousy, I'd let you know. As usual, man. Just fantastic there, okay?
Roger that, yeah, you're sounding pretty good yourself today, besides that diesel noise or that repeater noise interference that comes in with you from time to time, but other than that, you're making it through it good and fully readable and everything, so yeah, you're not doing too bad yourself.
Yeah, roger that, I appreciate it. Yeah, I noticed, I heard a couple people keep this current repeater, I thought it was a little exceptionally noisy there. As usual. And then I sat here and I came up with a theory. I ain't gonna go through it out here, but I came up with a theory that could be possibly causing it. I might be wrong, but don't wanna be right.
Yeah, I hear you on that one. I hear you there for sure, definitely. Yep, I get you. I hear you.
Well, it got me thinking, because I heard a couple people keying up the current repeater, and I can hear the noise. They're not making it through, but I can hear the noise. And it just got me to thinking, man. It's a theory. You know, it might not be the problem, but it's a thought, though. But either way, yeah, so that's all I'm doing. I'm just sipping coffee, chilling time, and waiting for it to warm up.
Copy that. That's all we can do, you know. That's all we can do. Yeah, but, yeah, man, I hope your rest of your day goes good for you and everything. Enjoy your coffee and all that good stuff. And thanks for jumping in there and saying howdy this morning. Appreciate it. But I guess we'll talk at you a little later or something, Dave, and you have yourself a good rest of your day and morning. WSBM 993, clear and monitoring.
Yeah, right, today, you know, I got to jump in and say hello to my good friend Chad out there. Got here to see you. Anyway, sounding good, dude. I mean, as usual, full quieting, no noise, no nothing, not even... What they say on this commercial, not a speck of cereal. But it's good talking to you, my friend. And if I don't speak on you later, you have yourself a good rest of the day. And take care. WSOC 793 monitoring.
Northwest GI 432 mobile.
Hello, 432. WSSD 793.
Morning, 793. How you doing today? USGI 432. Sorry.
I'm doing all right. Having a pretty decent day and waiting for it to warm up just a little bit.
I don't know what was going on. There was all kinds of, like, some kind of feedback coming through my radio here. There was no copy on that. Sorry.
Yeah, all right. I ain't nothing. Just waiting for a little more time to fly by and go outside, okay?
Roger that. I'm up here by Bay City area here. It looks like it's about to rain or something.
Down here in
Warren. Nice, nice. Yeah, I was up there by the 193 yesterday, and I was on the channel 462-550, and I don't know where that tower is, but I was talking to 202 yesterday on my way north. Most of that transmission, you have kind of like a really loud going on in the background there, overpowering you there.
All right. Yeah, it creates a little noisier today than usual. I don't know if that's it or somebody's trying to key up with me, so. Well, then, all right, I'm going to go back monitoring, man. You had yourself a good one. You sound pretty good, so I don't know what that is. But we'll check in a bit. SSZ 793, clear after your final.
Alright, man. You have a good day. Yeah, I caught probably about half of that transmission there, off and on. So, yeah, I'll talk at you later, and I'll be monitoring. WSGI 432, good talking to you, Dave.
Roger, Roger, same here.
WSGI 432,
copy that, 380. How's it going today? WSGI 432.
Back again, 432.
I just copied. That would make a difference. I could not copy you. You had a lot of fuzz in the background there. Okay, let's try that out. WSGI 432 here.
WSGH 380.
Sounds a little better there, 380. How's it going today?
Going pretty good. I was monitoring the talk there. Anyway, you had a lot of voice in the past. I'm on 65.
Must be your Detroit repeater there. It's really loud. No copy.
How about this one? WSB.
Yeah, I can make you out now.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah.
All right, 380, I lost you on that one there, too.
24, Miss Frauds, I guess. WSBH 380 on the side.
USGI 432, back to monitoring. USGI 432 monitoring.
This is 783, go ahead. WSGI 392, you still there? Well, you must be mobile because you have a real weak signal and I can't make out what you're saying. All right, this is WSCI 783, I'm clear.
This is WRTP 347. Mobile, just monitoring.
Yes, GH922 monitoring.
922 WRVB 525, how are you doing today?
Hey, 525, I believe it's Nick. Doing pretty good.
Yeah, that's right. Remind me, I think, excuse me, Greg, you were waiting on your ham call last time we talked. I think I did hear you on the ham side once or twice. What's your call over there?
Yeah, you got it right. KF8 DSF, Delta Sierra Foxtrot.
Nice, yeah, I'm glad that finally came through. I know you were having a hassle with the mail or whatever it was, but good to hear that. That worked out for you.
Yeah, roger that. Yeah, it took
I took it on the 4th of March, and I got it on the 28th of March, so, yeah, it was a little bit of a screw-up there, but, yep, we finally got her. They're enjoying it, for sure. Just got on HF the other day for the first time and talked to a guy down in San Diego and another guy in Chile, so that was pretty cool.
Oh, very nice. Did you get your general to that, or are you just talking about like 10 meters?
No, just 10 meters. 24440 or 28440 is where I was getting them yesterday, the day before, I think it was.
Nice, yeah. It's, 10 meters has been hot. That was at the peak of the solar cycle, so that's a good time to be playing around there.
Yeah, Roger, that's been dead the last couple days anyway, so not a whole lot going on. The bands have been pretty dead, so just waiting for them to open up again.
Yeah, I got a rig for 10 meters. I haven't really had the time to play around with it, but we'll get out there this summer, hopefully.
Roger that. All right, Nick, good talking with you. We'll maybe catch you on the other side. I think I heard you once or twice over there, too, so we'll have to catch up on the other side someday. All right, my friend, we'll talk to you later. WSGH-922, we'll be clear on your final.
Yeah, sounds good. Just out here in the back, digging around a little bit. Have the handheld out here, so thought I'd give you a shout. Yeah, enjoy the rest of your weekend, and we'll catch you next time. WRVV525, I'll be listening.
Radio chat.
Station calling for a radio check. Come back with the call. You were in there a little bit of static, but you were making it. WRVV525.
WSBM 993, portable and monitoring.
WS53, Chad, how are you doing today?
Doing pretty good today. Who's that out there? We got. I couldn't quite make you out. Well, I mean, I heard you, but I was just trying to figure out who this is. Static that time. Try again. Yeah, I'm getting a static now, unfortunately. I can't really make you out. Maybe you can try it one more time. WSBM 993 monitoring. Unfortunately, I'm just getting all static, unfortunately. Not readable. Maybe kind of moving around or something, or finding that correct good spot, I guess, or something. I don't know, but not making you out. WSBM 993.
WSBG257, how copy off the Detroit repeater here? Is it doing any better?
Well, good afternoon, 257. Definitely can hear you a lot better, my friend. Definitely a lot better. I can read you now. How's it going?
I'm doing all right. Actually, that wasn't me trying to talk to you just a moment ago. I was actually trying to talk to you earlier this morning around 9 a.m. Having a hard time getting to the current repeater for some reason. I heard you talking to Dave after I was keying up. Yeah, I don't know if it's just propagation in general today or if it's a couple of repeaters acting up or what, but it seems like no one's getting out too well today. So we have to keep
Hey, Roger that. Yeah, I can hear you real good now. What's your name again? I always forget your name. What, your first name there? Chad is my first name, but what was your first name again?
It's James. I'm over here in Farmington coming off of the short repeater, but yeah, it was acting up this morning. It seemed like, I don't know if it was me or the repeater or what, but it was getting a lot of noise off it.
Roger that. Farmington Hills, there, copy. You said earlier this morning you were trying to get a hold of me, but it was the repeater or something was acting funny, or it was a bad signal at that time, eh?
Yeah, I think it was right around 9:15 or so this morning. I heard you come on heat up, but I guess I wasn't making it. I was breaking squelch, but that was about it, I guess. And then Dave hopped on, and I guess you guys chatted for a bit. Sounds like he's feeling better now. So, this is general propagation issues today with you. A lot of the other stations not making it. So, a lot of comments. At least excuse myself this morning.
Hey, copy that there. Good talking to you. Good hearing from you. Thanks for reaching out. I appreciate it, man. I hope everything's going good your way. And you take it easy and have yourself a good rest of your day then. WSBM 993.
Station 218. Station 218. WIAG 38. Copy. Station 218, WIAG, 48, copy. WIAG, 48, clear.
WRUT 48, WRTX 930.
Chris, what's happening, Ken? How you doing?
Oh, not too bad. Can't complain. How about you? How was breakfast yesterday?
Oh, good. We were about 14 people.
Ah, very nice. Very nice. I'm just putzing around outside here today. Hoping it doesn't rain. Supposed to rain, but the sun's kind of breaking through every now and again here, and it gets darker. Not raining, though.
Another thing is going to rain here because they didn't say nothing about it raining. It's a little bit cloudy, but that's about it. It's all week. It was no rain till Friday. That's when I looked the last time.
No, it was nice and sunny here on Friday and yesterday. No rain at all. I was just rebuilding the motor on my air compressor. One of the bearings went bad on it. I replaced them both. Motors from 1953 or 54 or something, I think. Good to go for another 70 years.
If you don't use it every day, if you use it every day, it might last about a month and that's it. Roger.
Oh, well, this came out of a plant, so it was under heavy use for a long time, I'm sure. I got it in 2001. From an industrial sale in Detroit, and I've been using it ever since. I don't use it like the plant. I'm sure in the plant it was running constantly, but under my use, not a lot, but
still, man. It's a long time.
That's good. How's the cigar going? Is it going or not going today?
No, not yet. Maybe later this afternoon.
It's be cooking outside, is it?
I'll be outside for sure. I don't know about cooking outside. Did you say cooking? I don't think I'm getting to the... Yeah, I don't have anything to barbecue today, so... Definitely won't be doing that today, anyway.
Yeah, it says 52.
It's like 56 here today. It's not quite as warm as yesterday, but... Say yesterday was getting too warm. I was starting to sweat doing stuff outside. I don't need that.
He was saying, so it must be what, cutting wood, too?
I was doing a little bit of that yesterday, too. Just doing general stuff, kind of cleaning up stuff in the barn and the garage. Rechecked the trailer brakes from when I redid them last December. Made sure everything's still functioning. Got to get back to a barn building up north. Still, according to my cameras, there's still about 6-8 inches on the ground. But, yeah, it's starting to go fast, so by the end of the month, it should be, I should be ready to be able to get back there.
Are you going back next week?
Probably not till the end of the month or so. Very late April or early May. Is probably what I'm targeting.
And after Easter.
Definitely after Easter. My daughter is coming home for Easter, so we'll get to see her for a little bit. Finally got her filing her own taxes. I don't have to do them for her or with her. The last couple of years I did them with her. She did her own finally this year, all on her own. So, got that part of it off my back anyway.
If it's with you, is it a little bit more money or no?
I'm not sure what you mean, more money. It's always based every year on how much she paid and what she earned, but... She did her own. That's all I'm concerned about. No, she used the free programs. There's a bunch of free ones. And her boyfriend that she lives with, he's graduated. He's a finance major, so I'm sure he was helping her.
Well, that's good. Yeah, well, what are you going to do? But what I mean by that, if somebody, you know, like a daughter and all that, you got to get more money.
Well, the thing she used was free, or her boyfriend already had it. He may have paid for one of them. But, yeah, I perused her return just as a sanity check to make sure, you know, you didn't do something silly like check somebody can claim you as a dependent. We don't need that. I don't need her as a dependent anymore. But yeah, it came out more or less the same as what she had a couple years left. She had the same job, so more or less the same.
Well, that's good anyhow. Anyhow, how am I sounding out that way? Because I'm going about 75 miles an hour. I'm just 75 going south.
You got some little breakups in there, a little bacon fry. But you're perfectly legible. But yeah, it's kind of got the crackly thing going on there.
Yeah, when you do 75 or 80 miles an hour, you're going to hit that, you know, no matter what, you know. That antenna, it will swing back and forth. I got that 2x4 antenna out there.
Well, why are you speeding going so fast?
Because I got to drive all the way through West Schofield, that's why.
Limit of them parts like 65, 7 or 70, 70 right? It's not 75, it's 70.
But you know, nobody goes 70. Everybody only go on 80 and 85.
Yeah, I'm well aware of that one. The four lane I-75 between like Flint and Birch Run here. During the week when there's no traffic on, everybody is doing 90, 95. It's kind of ridiculous.
I know what you mean. You know, I used to do that about 20 years ago too. But I never got cut. Anyhow, I never got caught at that.
Actually, I got my first speeding ticket in, probably over a decade. Last month when I was coming back in the UP. Wasn't a pretty one either.
No, I don't have no tickets like that at all. Never had a ticket. Always drive a pickup truck.
Well, most of the UP has switched to 65, which helps a lot, so pretty much most traffic is cruises around 70, but the stretch between Marquette and Houghton is still 55 for whatever reason. I don't know why. It's not, there's nothing abnormal about it, but it's not like the rest of the UP roads, but yeah, I was clipping along pretty good there when there was nobody around in one of the long stretches in my, last time I went, I was in my car. Yeah, not a pretty ticket, but oh well, I'll take my lunch. Yeah, it's been a long time since I've had a ticket, so I can take
it. So they never update the speed limit there, huh?
Like I said, most of the UP was updated to 65, but the stretch between Houghton and Marquette is still 55 for, I don't know why it is. It doesn't make any sense to me, but it is what it is. So if you're doing 70, 75, 80, yeah, they're going to bust you, so. Not pretty.
Think they ran out of money?
No, I don't think that. I think I was, because I was going well over that, so I was triple digits, well easy. So I totally deserved it. But I guess I'll have to keep it down for now.
Just joking. I don't know what it is, but they should have. They should have jumped at us. They jumped us all over north, anyhow. By Midland, it's about 75 miles an hour. And go up more, it'd be still 75. I don't know why they did that, anyhow. Maybe they have a reason. Maybe too many people living in that area or something like that. That's probably why.
It might be a little bit more twisty than the rest of the UP, like US-2 and then 28, but not really, but, well, I was in my Volkswagen Phaeton, which has a 12-cylinder motor in it, and I was clipping along about 130. By the time they came over the hill, I think he had clocked me at 117, So, and he wrote me for 75, so I'm not fighting that, because if you fight it, then you're up for the 117. But you take your 175 and a 55, that's a 4-point ticket. Yeah, pretty brutal, but guess it could have been worse.
Well, kind of I'm driving here between the trees, so I don't know if they can hear me that good or not, because the trees all over around here. I'm on Square Lake Road, and it's full of trees.
It sounds pretty much the same. You got the crackling bit thrown on there, but you're perfectly legible.
Yeah, okay, then that's good. And if it's better stuff, when it comes to better stuff, it's going to be like, I don't know why, but every time I get the better stuff, people can't hear me that good.
Well, now it's starting to fade out a bit. Right now it's starting to get tough to understand.
Because all these high, fine trees here, if you see how high they are, they're really high.
Yeah, welcome to my world. How do you think that's what I got going on where I live here. I'm in the freaking forest, so it's tough to get a 6-point here. I'm on my beam antenna right now, pointing at Saginaw.
Glad you got a beam on there. Otherwise, you won't get out at all.
Well, there's a handful of spots where the HT actually works, but it needs to be a very specific spot in the woods, and you need to be standing in a particular direction and with the radio at a specific height. And you can't move. So, yeah, it'll make it, but yeah, the woods takes it out.
Let me go back out of here because today is Sunday and this traffic is just too much, really. Come on, 40 cars in the front of me.
All right, well, I'll leave you back to your driving. Enjoy the rest of your afternoon. WRTX 930.
Again, good talking to you. We'll talk again. Either side, this side or the other side. Get the later. WIP, baby.
WSFF 330, monitoring.
WSBM 993 mobile and monitoring.
Star 566.
WSBM 993, is that you out there, Kevin? You kind of broken up. I couldn't make you out there, buddy.
This is me, Chad, 566. Yeah, I know. They got a damn repeater fixed.
Hey, Roger, that was a little bit better, but you're still quite broken up there. What repeater are you on?
Right now I'm on the county, McComb County repeater, but is there another one in Detroit? And I hit it, but I didn't talk on it, but it hit it, so I imagine it might work.
Roger that. Yeah, I think you said you're on the Detroit repeater right now. It sounds a little bit better. I can make you out now a little bit better. It's still a little interference coming in with you, though, but yeah, I think there's only that one Detroit repeater, and then I think they have the Mount Clemens, but them are the only two that I'm aware of, but it's sounding a little bit better right now, man, actually, a little bit.
Yes, Chad, I'm on the McCool County. I'll have to
flip
over to the Detroit one.
Hey, Roger that. Yeah, I hear ya. How's your day going otherwise? You having a pretty good day today so far, bud?
Yeah, affirmative. I went today and
I just went to the fire station where I'm where I lost my wife's car and had a couple of things. Go home and take a shower and today and go to work in the morning.
Hey, Roger that. I hear ya. All right, man. Well, you have yourself a good rest of your evening or whatever. It was good talking to you. I just wanted to jump in there and say hi to you real quick, my friend, and hope all is well otherwise, and you have yourself a good one, and we'll talk at you again. WSBM 993, clear and monitoring on your final.
The next day or two, WSHR 56 monitoring.
Yes, FF330, station 793. Dave, you copy? WS FF330, station 793. Dave, you copy? WS FF330, monitor.
WSHW556, anybody got a copy out there?
Station 556, WSBM 993, go ahead.
Yeah, it's good to finally get a response. I've been having a lot of issues with my handheld lately. Had it working a couple of days ago, and then all of a sudden, the past day or two, it hasn't been wanting to get through the repeater.
Hey, Roger that. Yeah, you're sounding pretty good over on this way. I'm on the Saginaw repeater, located in Saginaw, and you're coming through pretty good on my end over here. Where about you located?
I am also going off the Saginaw repeater. I was also out in Bay City, nice trying to get that repeater working, and that one wasn't really wanting to work for me. I don't know what it was. I was messing with my settings, and all of a sudden it just started working.
Roger that. Yeah, you said you're in Bay City. Yeah, you're coming through pretty good on the Saginaw repeater here, my friend. Yeah, that Bay City repeater is kind of real touchy. You know, I don't know what's up with that one. But so I used to be able to hit that repeater in Saginaw on my handheld, but I can't even do it anymore. I got to be like right in Bay City when I get onto that repeater for some weird reason. But used to be able to hit it on my handheld, but I can't anymore for some reason. But you said it's not working right now, the Bay City repeater?
I'm not sure if it's the repeater or if it's something to do with my handheld, because I just got it not too long ago, along with my license and my call sign. So I'm still trying to work on it.
Hey, Roger that. Yeah, like I said, you're making it over here pretty good, coming in pretty decent for the most part, so it's definitely working for you on the Saginaw repeater at least. You said you're new on the radio, GMRS?
I sure am. I've only had my license and my call sign a couple of days now. I ended up getting a two set of handhelds. I got a station that I installed in my car. Still waiting on the antenna for that to come in so I can start utilizing that when I'm out and about.
Hey, Roger that. What kind of handhelds are you using?
I'm using the TIC Radio H3, if I remember correctly.
I'll come back on that one more time. I'm sorry, I didn't quite catch that.
I've been using a TIC radio and an HMRS, if I remember correctly. I got it off of Amazon.
All Copy that. Yeah, it seems to be doing pretty good for you for the most part. You're kind of breaking up a little bit now, but other than that, I mean, are you indoors or outdoors, or whereabouts are you located?
It's kind of half and half. I'm out with one of my buddies right now, trying to find something to do. I got a little bored sitting at home, so
Hey, Roger that. Well, welcome to GMRS, man. Welcome to the GMRS family. Glad to hear you out here, man. Glad to have you out here on the radio waves and whatnot. Congratulations on your GMRS call sign and license there, my friend. Name is Chad, C-H-A-D, Charlie Henry Alpha Delta. Call sign is WSBM993. So just give me a holler anytime you hear me out here, man. Definitely look forward to talking with you, and welcome out here, and hope to hear you again soon. You take care and have yourself a good day. This will be WSBM 993 clear.
Thank you for the welcome.
This is WRPV-448 monitoring.
WSFF-320, call 793, ready to copy.
WSGG772 monitoring.
WRPB448 Kurt Groveland Township also monitoring frequency. Good afternoon, community.
Four four eight from Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810. Good afternoon, Kurt.
Paige, there you are. How are you? It seems like it's been ages since our last contact. I hope all is well.
All is well. Can't complain. How about yourself? How you feeling?
Well, feeling a bit under the weather. I'm going to go back and meet with my surgeon again. I don't think my surgery was a total success. It's better than it was, but I think all is well. Like everyone else, I'm having a bigger problem with the weather, trying to decide what to do. And yourself?
You know, just been busy with work and running around and doing this and doing that and going here and going there. So other than that, I'm doing well, Dave.
Very good. Yeah, it's just one of those days today where I can't decide whether to go outside, lay down, take a nap, or, you know, better yet, I thought I'd get on the radio out there, and I'm so glad I got you.
Yeah, Roger that. It's always a pleasure. I was going to shoot you an email probably tonight. I was thinking about you. early this morning when I was at work that I hadn't heard from you, so I was going to reach out to you and make sure you were doing all right.
RPV-448 for identification purposes. Yeah, I'm not so much a phone or a computer guy. In fact, I turned on my computer this morning and had nothing but trouble with it. So I left it off the rest of the day. I usually have my phone on only a couple days a week. You know, that's usually the days I talk to my dad. And, yeah, so I'm not the easiest person to reach. Usually I get stuff a day later.
Roger that. Well, I caught you on the air here. I'm definitely glad for that. And, you know, I hope that your recovery kind of speeds up a little bit. It's been a road for you.
Copy that. You know, with the warmer weather will come more outside activities and more exercise and a better recovery. You know, the attitude's there. I just got to put the rest of it together. So, all good, you know. Things could always be worse, and I always always got to remember that and pray for those who are afflicted by those who are worse. I'm in a good attitude, and yeah, excited for spring, just like everyone else.
Yeah, I definitely feel you on that. If Michigan can ever decide that it wants to get there.
So quickly, on a different note, did you happen to hear that Sheboygan Bob is back?
Actually, it was last Sunday, I think, when I came home from work. It came on just as I was pulling into my driveway, so I sat and chatted with him for a couple minutes.
That's excellent. Out of communications for 6 months, you are one of the call signs that I gave him to say hello. So I was, you know, relaying messages back and forth, you know, from other stations to him since, you know, I've got his number and all that. But, no, I'm really happy you got to talk to him. He's an outstanding member of our community and, you know, we love Bob.
You know, appreciate all the regulars that are on here. I enjoy the camaraderie, the friendship, and, you know, just a familiar voice every now and then. You know, Bob and you and Jack and we got Chad up here. And there's a few others that I talk to on a regular basis. It's always nice to turn the radio on and hear a familiar voice.
Copy that. I was speaking with Chad the other day, too. But anyway, I've got some things done here real quickly. So I'm going to go ahead and step off the air for a few minutes. I'm going to try to catch you again on the air. If we go an extended time between transmissions, I'll shoot you a text or something. Email. But yeah, it's great. So this is WRTV-448, Kurt Rowland Township, and I'm clear on your final page.
Pleasure, my brother. We'll do it again soon. Be safe, and continue to get yourself on the mend there. Whiskey San Charlie Zebra 810, we're clear.
Whiskey Sierra Hotel Golf 412. How am I, can anybody hear me?
412, I think you said. Whiskey San Charlie.
448, yes, I read you. You sound pretty good. There's a little bit of static coming through the air right now. I noticed that last caller. Good, over.
I'm in the Perry Township area, so that's pretty good. So,
Dr. Hinton,
if you
put the receiver
from here,
I think there's a good setup. A little low. I don't know. Under your your mouth. Or if you're on an ATC, I'm on a base station. I'm about 26 feet up with my Flint repeater.
Yeah, no, I'm on a base station, and my antenna is probably a good 25 to 30 feet up. So, you got to be in the setting.
Yeah, I'd expect that you'd come in much clearer than you are. You are readable. You sound pretty good. More of an ATC sound that registers.
Yes, it does. And it sounds like you've got somebody's Morse code in the background.
That is the repeater. Identifying itself, I believe every 15 minutes or so. So what you're hearing is the automated Morse code of the repeater shooting out its call sign.
During the transmission, that's high.
I thought so too, but all timed out, and it would need to identify itself again. Whether there was traffic on the air or not, you know, per FCC ruling.
Okay, right, so I'm hearing beeps as you talk, and it's cutting you in and out.
Copy that. This is WRPV 448. I'll be clear of the air. Station 412.
Clear. Yeah, you've got a beep in the middle of your transmission that's cutting you in and out.
Yeah, it's possible. Could be conditions. I might not be holding the key button right. How do I sound now?
Really good. So it must be just pushing the key. So you didn't have any interference there.
Copy that. Yeah, my key finger might be a little lazy today. Am I still reading good?
Clear as a bell now.
Copy that. Well, 412, I got to get going. I've got one or two things I need to tidy up around here. I'm just going to turn up the radio and monitor today. It was a pleasure speaking with you. Happy to answer your radio check. You sound good. So this is WRPV 448, Kurt, Groveland Township, and I am clear and monitoring.
Thank you very much. This is Whiskey Sierra Hotel Golf 412, clear and monitoring.
WSHF 567, monitoring.
WRZX 218, stand away.
WSOZ 793 monitoring.
WRPB 448. Hey Dave, how you doing?
There he is. What's happening, Kurt? Where you been, man?
Sleeping.
Yeah,
I'm pretty close to that. Might have you beat, who knows, man. Good to hear from you, though. How you feeling? How's your, you know, how's everything going there?
Well, I'm going to go meet with my surgeon, I guess. Something's not right. Other than that, you know, just trying to keep my head above water. Seems like everything breaks at once when you're unable to fix things. Just funny how that works. But, yeah, I'm really good, actually. You know, just like everyone else, waiting for spring to get here, you know?
Yeah, Roger that. Well, I'm glad you're all right, and it's true about the stuff breaking, but I'm glad you're doing okay. I hope the visit back to the surgeon is nothing major. As for waiting for spring, forget it. You get to waiting, you think it's here, and then boom, you know. So this probably about June or so, you can pretty much assume that it's there.
Yesterday was beautiful. I was really happy to get outside. Good quality day for me yesterday. And, yeah, other than that, things are really good. You know, I don't really have any complaints. Things could be better. Things could be much worse. But, yeah, all is well. Just happy to be on the radio and saying hello to the community today. WRPD 448 for identification purposes.
Yeah, WSFZ 793 ID. Yeah, so, well, it's nice over here, 60 degrees. Was outside for a bit on the deck and did a few things out, did a few things out there and came back in here, sat down for a minute. I figured I'd turn on the radio and see if there was any action going on, because I usually turn it off if there's not no action and I go about my business, so. But that's about it. It's nice. It's not sunny, but it's not raining either. So either way around there, okay?
Copy that. Kind of sounds like it is either warm out, windy, overcast, typical gray Michigan sky. Also, I was on the air earlier, and there were a couple people calling out for you, and you were obviously absent. So, yeah, I can't recall the stations, but at least two stations called for you.
Yeah, Roger that. All right, well, if they were out here, I guess they'd call. I'd catch them on the rebound or whatever. All right, Kurt, I'm going to get back on the monitor inside and let them open up the frequency and, you know, in case anybody else wants to get in there and say hello to you. It's good talking to you. You sound good, too. Sounding really good. Full quieting, good signal, and everything like that. Glad you are right. I hope the visit with the surgeon is nothing major, and, you know, and you have yourself a good rest of the day there. WSIZ 793, I'll clear after your final, my friend.
Copy that. Yep, all is good here. Yeah, I'll get ready to clear the air here. As always, good to talk with you. So this is WRPV 448, Kurt, Groveland Township, Fort Freedom. I am clear and monitoring the air.
Roger, Roger.
WSFW 542, radio check. WSFW 542, radio check.
542, I can hear you. WSFR 966, yeah, I hear you clear.
Sounding good down here in Ohio. Yeah, 227, sounding good down there in Ohio. That radio's working.
Hello, this is Lapeer. This is Doug out of Lapeer, just looking for a radio check. I just put a new antenna up. Can anybody out there hear me?
Yeah, I hear you in Lapeer. Sounding good, WRDD 546.
Roger that. Thank you for the comeback. Anybody got a radio check for me?
I can hear you in Ypsilanti Township.
You're loud and clear in Hazel Park.
Sounding good in Warren, too.
WSFF 330. Station 793. WSW 542, thank you for the comeback on the radio check. I'll be clear.
Yeah, come on, 330, what's up?
Hey, can you bump to the other one for a minute?
Sure, no problem, I'm away.
This is Whiskey Sierra Hotel Golf 412. Anybody out there?
412, this is WRTP 347. Dan, how goes it?
Not too bad. I'm out in the Morris area. Where are you located?
I am right now in Farmington, headed back home to Redford out of the Detroit Repeater.
Wow. All right. I'm talking on the foot repeater.
Yep, 10-4. Those are hooked up through the MI-8, I believe, network. I'm not sure the correct name, but that's what I think it is.
Oh, okay. How am I coming along there? I had to boost my mic gain up a little earlier ago, and I never checked it.
You are coming in really good. You might be considered a little hot, but no, you've got a good signal tone and quality.
Sweet. Well, you have a good, you have the same car there, man.
So this is WRTP 347, I'll be clear on the final.
This is Whiskey Sierra Hotel Golf 412. Clear on the final.
Oh, yeah, you can't hit that with low, no problem. Yep, I do. Get off. Yeah, I forgot. I had a fire going outside. I had to go take care of it.
WSFZ 793 back monitoring. 330. Kurt, you back on this one. WSOZ 793. Anybody give me a quick radio check? WSOZ 793.
This is Hotel Golf in Perry Township. Coming over clear, man.
Loud and clear, yes, Lane Township.
Seven 93,
you copy 330. Yeah, I appreciate the radio check, gentlemen. Once he was working. Yeah, come on, Kurt.
Yeah, sorry about that. I had to run outside. I grabbed the handheld, and for some reason, it's not. You weren't hearing me.
Well, I noticed when I was unkeyed the one time, I didn't see the repeater trail. You told me I cut out, and I felt that I checked the radio, it was a little warm. But I tried again and again, and I wasn't getting it, even though I was keying the repeater, okay?
Yeah, because this was on a different channel. I was monitoring two channels, I thought I was on the one.
Roger that. What radio are you on now?
I just grabbed my TID radio, my handheld.
Roger. Wow, that thing is loud.
Yeah, I got no complaints about them.
Roger, I think somebody keyed up too with you. I heard you. I think somebody keyed up and said something too about it. Yeah, that radio is loud.
Ace 3 or Ace 8?
Roger, Ace 8.
Copy that. That's the big one. WSD 8380 on the side.
Yeah, I got a couple of the H3s too, but seem like the H8's the best. This is WSFF330, Dave. I'm going to stand clear for right now and on your final.
All right, Kurt. Great talking to you as always. And repeater's working good. And hopefully we'll see if Sherman can make the connection, it'd be a good thing. Anyway, you have yourself a good rest of the day, my friend. WSOZ 793, I'll clear on your final. WSFZ 793 back monitoring.
WSDS is fixed radio check.
386, it's working there, sounding good, okay.
Thanks, Dave, I remember you. We talked about a month or a month and a half ago.
Oh, okay. Let's see here. Do I have you on the roster? I got so many of them, it's kind of hard to run up and down numbers. How you doing?
Good, how about you?
Doing all right, man. It was a nice day, and I was getting outside and getting some stuff done, just getting my vitamin D there, Roger.
Happy that. It's tough times for that around here.
Yeah, well, we'll have to see how it goes. You know, you get all these nice days in, and you get comfortable with it and everything, and next thing you know, you get that Arctic blast and snow and everything. Still, where are we? We still in, no, we're in April, right? Okay. Yeah, there's still a chance Michigan can pull a fast one on us again, okay?
For sure. Hey, I'm heading up to Ronnie in a couple weeks on a camping trip at that Alcona campground. Do you know if there's a repeater up there anywhere near there?
Hang on a second, let me take a look. You know what county?
Actually, no, I don't. I just know that it's Kona Campground, and it's in Glenny, Michigan. I don't know what county that is.
U844.
Where would I look here? Let's try this one. I'll take a look here.
Alcona County, WSGU 844. Hello.
Hello, Sherman. I'm Bruce Sherman. Hey, what county is that?
Kona. A-L-C-O-N-A.
Okay, Alcona. Hang on.
Evan's right by the dam, if that helps.
A repeater up there. It's not very strong, and it's not connected to our system.
Copy.
I can't find a Kona here on the list on the repeater, but go ahead, Sherman. Let him know. You know more about it than I do, I guess.
I'm on the road right now, but I get home, I'll look it up for him. Who do we have out there? And this is WFGU 844. The name is Sherman.
If I do have a repeater book in my phone, would I be able to find that if I put it in the county?
I have GMRS on .com, or there's, I'm not sure about that. I forgot how I found it. Just look up Michigan repeaters, I guess.
Yeah, thanks for your input. I'm sure I'll be able to find it somewhere.
Well, that's where I'm at. I'm on Michigan GMRS repeaters, and it doesn't show a Kona on anything. I've been running through all of it, and I don't see one.
Is there anything like Mayo, Michigan, or anything similar to that?
I do recall seeing some in Mayo. There's actually a couple.
I'm looking here. I thought I seen a Mayo at one time somewhere, but I'm running down this list, and then I'm going to go back to the county list here. Hang on. Well, I'm looking here.
How's everybody tonight? You got Doug out of Lapeer?
Doug out of Lapeer. You've got Sherman, WSTU 844. We're out of Oregon Township.
Roger that. This is WSFW 542. I just put a new antenna up today, and I'm just getting out here to play around a little bit and see where I'm getting to and who I'm getting at.
My name is Detroit Receiver, and you're coming in loud and clear. This is WSTS
36.
You guys doubled up.
Doug, are you off the Mayville repeater? Correct. I am at the present time. Yes, correct. Mayville North.
Mr. Rogers, sounding real good.
Yeah, you sounded really good over here too, Detroit repeater. I'm out here in Warren. You sound really good over here.
Well, that makes all the scraped knees worth it, because I just put up a knockoff of a Diamond 510, a 15-footer today, on top of my roof, and so I was hoping that it would be getting out, and apparently I am, and that's a great thing.
Yeah, it's working excellent, man. No, Sherman, I can't find Mayo or nothing here. I don't know. But, all right, I'm going to sit on the side and monitor, and you can handle it, because I can't find Mayo. I went through all the repeater things besides the repeater book, and I can't find Mayo.
This is WSTS 36. If I can't find one, we'll just have to see how they work without one.
Break the comments.
Go ahead, comments.
Yeah, this is WRWB49. If you go to mygmrs.com, you can look on the map, and it'll tell you the area and all that stuff.
Yeah, Mike, that's where I'm on right now. Not bad, Mike. Yeah, that's what I'm on with GMRS.
Like I said, it's not a very strong one. It's only I think it only works 10 miles or so.
I'm on my repeater book. It says 4 repeaters found or near Mayo. Let me see if I can close in on those for you. Ready to take the freaks down for Mayo repeaters?
Copy that.
First one. 1.45.3500 with an offset of -0.6. Second one. 1.46.700 with an offset of -0.6. Third, 444.700 with an offset of +5. And the last one, 444.9750 with an offset of +5.
Copy that. Thank you very much for your help. Does anybody by any chance do any ranges on any of those?
I'm checking now.
But those are not GMRS. No offense
to anybody to you or anything,
but those are,
aren't those 2 meter repeaters?
And 70-centimeter repeaters.
That's what I just asked. Ain't those ham repeaters?
Oh, you know what? Thank you, guys. Thank you, guys, for correcting my mistake. Appreciate y'all. Yes, they are. I'm so sorry. Yes, they are. I was on my other site. I apologize.
No problem, Doug.
Ain't nothing to apologize about it. It ain't nothing to it, man. You're running the frequencies, I'm thinking to myself, those are 2 meter repeaters or something. ain't they? But yeah, no problem, man. Ain't nothing to be sorry about.
Too bad. I just hate to give the wrong info. I try to be helpful when I can, but when I give the wrong info, it makes me, I don't know, feel a certain kind of way, I guess.
I try to help, too, when I can, and I've done it. I've screwed up, you know, and you feel kind of stupid after, but it's nothing. It's just the feeling goes away, you know. Things happen. That's what I tell myself, so no big deal.
Roger that. Thank you.
No problem. WSRZ 793 ID.
Doug, do you have access to the GMR repeater frequencies in that area at all?
Yes, I do. Copy that. I got them in my program. I hit the wrong program.
Oh, it's all good, buddy.
In fact, my brother just sent me the one for Toledo East, 462.675. With a PL of 141.3, I'm going to see if I can hit that.
Probably the ones that we talk to now and then when the band is right, WSTU 844.
Yeah, I heard the propagation was bad today.
I heard some guy from Ohio a little while ago coming up in here. Said he was in Ohio. That was about a couple hours ago. I didn't key up though.
Yeah, I talked to that guy. He was coming in crystal clear.
Yeah, he was coming in great here. I thought about keying up, but I figured Jack always talked to him or something. I didn't want to get in there if Jack wasn't, figured Jack would hear them and get in there with them, so I didn't bother keying.
After that, listen, y'all have a good night. I'll be back later. I'm going to do a couple things here and get a hold of my brother. This is WSFW 542. I'll be clear.
Yeah, all right, 542. You have yourself a good evening. Appreciate the help. And you have yourself a good evening. Sounding really good, too. We'll talk to you later. WSOZ 793 on the site. Monitoring.
Yeah, nice meeting you there, Doug. You have a good night, and hope to talk to you again soon. This is WSTU 844 out of Oregon Township, Lapeer County. We'll talk to you later. Dave, I'm getting out of the truck, going to get in the house. Got some things to do, and I'll turn the radio on. Maybe I'll holler at you later.
Hey, Sherman. Good talking to you again. Say hello to the other half for me, and maybe we'll talk later there. If not, have yourself a good evening. And once again, WSOZ 793 monitoring.
Roger, roger, WSTU 844.
WSTI 847. WSTI 847. WIAG 38. Copy. One more time. WSTI 847. WSTI 847. WIAG 38. Copy. Hello, Dan. How are you? All right.
Roger, it's not a good time. You're not coming in clear because I'm on mobile. Roger. Roger that. Yeah, I know what you're saying. Yeah, you're not coming that clear either, but anyhow, we'll talk again. Maybe tonight or tomorrow again. Because there's a little bit of cloudy sky here. That's why you're not coming clear. Anyhow, good talking to you, Dan. Take care. We'll talk again. WIUG 48.
WRDC 336, WQZJ 969, copy.
Station 218, Station 218, WIUG 48, copy. Station 218, WIUG 48, copy. WIUG 48, clear.
WRDC 336, WQZJ 969, copy. WQZJ 969, clear.
WSDI 847. WIUG 48, copy. WIUG 48, clear.
WSOZ 793, back monitoring.
Station 922. Station 922. WIUG 48, copy. WIUG 48, clear.
Jack,
WSOZ 793. Well, hello, Dave. How are you doing today?
Doing all right. Got everything taken care of outside and stuff. And I'm in here now. It's retirement. It's the retirement hour there. You know, monitor a little bit and then probably hit the bed there, okay?
Did you take the radio with you outside?
Actually, no, I didn't. I had stuff to do, and I didn't want nothing happening to it. So tomorrow, if it's the same weather, I'm going to take it outside and lounge on the deck and check it out there. How have you been?
Very good. I've been okay. Yeah, take the radio with you outside to see what's happening. It'll be a lot better anyhow. You got a good radio there, the handheld, with a Nagoya anyhow. That is good enough anyhow. How am I sounding, by the way, out there? Because I'm driving 75 miles an hour.
Yeah, you're sounding good. You got a little bacon fry on there, you know, mobile bacon fry on your signal, but nothing. It's nothing. It's just like little teeny bit, but you're breaking through it beautifully. You sound good there, okay?
See, it makes it a little bit different when you're driving because that antenna doesn't stay up straight up in the air, back and forth a little bit because the wind to blow it a little bit, that's why. I was, you know, I heard, did you hear me talking to Ohio, Cleveland?
No, I didn't, but I heard Ohio come in. I was just telling Sherman,
844, I think, that earlier I heard Ohio come in, guy from Ohio come in, but I didn't, he was sounding really good too, but I didn't key up because I figured you would jump out there and want to talk to him, so I didn't key up and try to contact him, but he sounded really good there, okay?
The problem, because I'm not at home. I'm driving. I was out there with Blofield when I called him.
Yeah, I wasn't. I must not have been out here. Did you make contact with him?
Yeah, I did. I told him I'd call him later.
Yeah, he was coming up here really good. Nice and clean and everything. Like I said, I didn't key up because I figured you were going to come out there and talk to him. I didn't want to, you know, just get in there, man. But he sounded good there, okay?
He always sounds good, you know, because he's got a good radio. That radio, he's got a Motorola 450-watt radio.
Roger, well, I guess that would help. So, him being in Ohio, making it up here, is that due to conditions or is that a normal daily thing there, okay?
You see, he's got a repeater there, the same as PAL, what Detroit is, and same numbers and all that, you know what I'm saying? So, then, he's by Lake Erie, and Lake Erie is all open. Open field. There's no trees, no houses, no nothing. Only water. So that's why he'll sound good. But sometimes, you know, it doesn't come good because clear sky, rain, and all that stuff.
Yeah, Roger that. Well, from what I understand, you know, down in HF, you know, down below, down in the HF band, the water carries your signal, can actually carry your signal, make it travel further. I just don't know up here in UHF if that's the case, if the water can carry the signal there, okay?
The water is way far down. It's not up in the air. What it is, it's the, you know, the wave of the air. That's what it take you in.
Yeah, Roger that. So in other words, there will be times where he won't make it through the repeater up here then. It all depends on the air and conditions and stuff, Roger.
And he's way over there in Cleveland. Don't forget.
Yeah, I was about to ask you where in Ohio he's at. Well, today would have been a today was a good day for him because, like I said, he come up in here about as clean as you. I mean, he sounded like he was right up on the repeater. And I thought about keying up saying hello, but you know, I figured you'd be keying in there wanting to talk to him, and I didn't. So I didn't bother keying up there. But all right, then, Jack, I'm going to go ahead and get on the side and let the frequency do its thing there. It's always good talking to you, my friend, and you mobile safe there, and we'll talk later. You're sounding really good, too, really good. WSOC 793, I'll clear after your final.
Dave, good talking to you. You know, because he's got his antenna out there, I don't know how far is the antenna, maybe about 60 feet in the air. That's why he sound good. And it's all cleared out, you know, like I said, nothing but water. So that's why, and then he's got that 50-watt radio, Motorola. Motorola's are good radios, but they're too expensive. His radio probably about $600-$700 radio.
Yeah, Roger, Dad, yeah, I know, they're not cheap. There's Kenwoods, Motorolas, Icoms, and they're not cheap. And, or else I'd have one.
I'm happy with my DB20. It does what I want it to do, and that's about it there.
I see, exactly. You know, because, look, I got one, you know what I mean? We're only spending $97. We're not spending $600-$700 like back the other one. And we sound good, too, with the $97 radio. All right, Dave, good talking to you. Take care. WIUG48.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Absolutely right. I absolutely agree with that. All right, my friend, will you take care, too? Like I said, mobile easy. And we'll talk to you later. WSFZ 793 monitoring.
WSBM 993 portable and monitoring.
Eden Time 993, WSFZ 793.
Yeah, go ahead there, Dave, I copy.
Yeah, Roger, how you doing tonight, my man?
Oh, just hanging in there, doing some groceries. Inside the grocery store, how's things going out your way, my friend?
Everything's going okay. What are you, inside the grocery store talking?
Yes indeed, yes indeed.
Ain't nobody looking at you like crazy or nothing?
I really don't care, to be honest.
Hey, Roger that. Hey, getting out really good for inside the grocery store, man. Full quieting, all modulation there, okay?
Roger that. Just getting some stuff to make some tostadas tonight. My friend's gonna make. She's gonna make some. My Mexican girl's gonna make some tostadas for me tonight.
Okay, oh, tell her to make me some, man. I want some. Make me some and wrap them in cellophane and pack them in a box and send them up this way. Or down this way, I mean. All right, man. I'm chewing on a donut here. I'll let you do your business, man. I'll talk to you in a little bit, my friend. Sounding really good. Good talking to you. Have yourself a good evening, man. And get with them tostadas, man. Let me know how they turn out. WSFZ 793, monitoring.
Roger that. All right, Davey, too. Take care as well. We'll talk again. WSBM 993, clear and monitoring portable.
WSFZ 853 from WSCY 842. Are you out there? WSFV 853 WSCY 842 calling.
WSBM 993 mobile monitoring.
For Brady Bunch. WAFFL, yes, you sound terrible.
Radio. Charger, don't leave it on. I'm going to try and mother... Charge your radio, you heathen. Charge your radio.
I'm plugged in, but it's in the other room.
WAFFLES in Bay City. Calling Mother Goose. Come back, Mother Goose. Mother Goose, come back. WAFFLES in Bay City. Mother Goose isn't there. Frequency clear. Mother Goose, this is Waffles. I hear you.
This is clearly a figment of your imagination.
Brady Bunch, say hi to Mother Goose. Remember, this is a public repeater network. Hundreds of people can hear you.
Hello, Mother Goose. This is Brady Bunch.
You got to be kidding me. Brady Bunch is on here and Mother Goose? I mean, what are we going to have? The Three Musketeers next?
This is Whiskey Taro Hotel Golf 412. I'm looking for Apple Dumpling Gang. If you've seen them, could you please pass along that they left their cart in my yard and you can come get it.
Mother Goose, your call sign is so stupid. The people are making fun of us.
Yeah, I got the Keebler Elf over here, too.
If Mother Goose is still living in my boot, I'd like it back, please. I have to go to work tomorrow morning.
Mother Goose, put your kids on. You're lame. We don't want to talk to you. Put your kids on.
I thought I was Monster 3, not Mother Goose.
Now, you're Mother Goose. Only Mother Goose.
I'd prefer something a little more manly than Mother Goose. Could it be like Father Goose? I mean, I don't know.
Mother Goose,
Your new call sign is Joe Biden. You're Joe Biden now. How do you like those apples?
Booty butt.
No, you.
You smell like you look.
Yeah, anyway, I just got in my car to go to get cigarettes, and tomorrow I'm going to go out to Cedar Point and get on a bunch of roller coasters. And I'm really tall and you're really short, so there.
He actually has tiny as a little mouse, huh?
Mother Goose, yourself and Brady Bunch live close enough together where you could probably talk simplex, just radio to radio, on your little walkie-talkies.
Brady Bunch, are you even there?
WSBM 993, monitoring.
This is Humpty Dumpty. I sat on a wall, and you're looking for the other guy.
Mother Goose, we've had our fun. I think we got to give the people back their repeater. Mother Goose and Brady Bunch, I'm out. This is WAFFLES in Bay City, clearing the frequency.
I can hear you.
WSUIA 42 Flynn. Station calling, no copy. You're listening to Listener Supported WSUIA 42. Brought to you in part by Dumpster Motorola. Dumpster Motorola. Can trash actually transmit it? Hey, Sheboygan Bob, are you on the air? WSUYA 42, Travis down here in Flint. How are you doing, brother, if you're out there? WSUYA 42, testing transmission.
A42 is coming in good, full quieting, great modulation, WSOZ 793.
793, what's your name there? This is Travis over here. I'm trying to work out a problem with a friend of mine, and he would be WSFV 853, trying to ascertain what went wrong with his good external antenna.
Yeah, Roger that. I haven't looked at my log. I got you logged in here, Travis, 842. I don't know. What's going on? What you saying about your friend?
It's Justin. He's out there on Grand Road in 21. He's trying to figure out why his station went off the air, which is a real bugger because he had set up the antenna the other day that said he's coming in crystal clear. Now he's just not cutting the mustard. And he can hear me fancy-dancy, so I'm not 100% sure what's going down. He says he can hear me with loud and clear with no static. He must have a setting off, perhaps even a PL tone, because he's not even raising the repeater.
Yeah, Roger. Is he on a handheld or a base unit?
He's on a handheld piped into a exterior antenna on a structure.
Roger that. Well, my guess, like you said, it sounds like either he's got a missing a PO phone, or he might not have. He might be. Might not have his frequency offset. 5 megahertz offset set there correctly. There, Roger.
I'm waiting for him to pick up proper powered mobile for the house, so he has a base station. Because, you know, regardless whether you have a 5-watt radio, a 2-watt radio, or an 8-watt radio, it's basically the same radio. But once you get into the 35-watt or 45-watt radios, that's where the separation in boys and men start.
Yeah, Roger that. Well, I'm running a DB20 over here with a Nagoya magnet mount on a cookie sheet behind me in the room. And running that medium power, which I believe is 10 watts. I put it on a watt meter. And low is 5, medium is around 10, and high is about 20, so. But, I don't know. If you said it was working, your buddy there was working the other day, and all of a sudden now it's not working. You know, unless he got into the menu and started screwing around and accidentally took out a PL phone or something. That's about the only thing. Unless he blew the finals in his transmitter, I don't know, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm using a handheld radio at the moment, XTS-5000, but I'm also in the shadow of the repeater, so I don't know what he's got going on. And then in my mobile, I run a 45-watt rig, so I can hit the repeater from quite a ways. There's a lot of coverage on this system, so he's got to have a setting problem.
Yeah, it's going to be one of the two problems. I don't even know. It'd be rare if he blew the transmitter on it. Unless the antenna has a really bad match and he was transmitting through it. But, yeah, it'd be a setting problem. He might have possibly got into the menu. It happens. People, they go into the menu to go to change something, they're not paying attention, and they hit something, they realize they're in the wrong menu page, and now, what did I push, you know, what did I do? Things like that, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, that happens. It's one of those things, but he's running a VNA accurate tested antenna and feed line. So the antenna is going to be the good thing. And then he's trying to get a TID radio to transmit. So it's all good in the TID radio. And then the other thing is, you know, we sell, I'm not sure if he's, well, it's an antenna coax. Waiting for a break. Okay, so he's going to try a breakout. Yeah, we sell GMRS radio equipment at our Owasso radio shop. We've got antennas, coax, connectors, and everything else, even radios. So, well, let's get it out there. Let's see if he's out there.
Hey, right, Travis, I'll sit on the side and monitor and let you both add it there and see you get them going there. WSOC 793 monitoring.
Justin, did you fix your stuff? Roger, copy that. You're going to try the Bofang. WSEY 842. Listeners supported. Listeners like you bring us awful content, annoying radio checks, and terrible tests and tunes. Nobody really wants to be part of. WSEY 842. Okay, so if you're saying you're getting something from the repeater, key it up. Yeah, okay, I copy that. Did you try audio on there, or was it just a ker-chunk? Your call sign never came through. Very nice impersonation of a snowstorm or possibly heavy downpour. I go for a 10-10 on a heavy downpour over the snowstorm. I'm going to go with that as a downpour. Zero legibility.
Standing on the front porch with the employee. normal mast antenna not functioning any longer.
I had the cable pull out of the shrimp once, and I put it back in, and I put some of that marine grade heat shrink on it to keep it pulling back out, but upon further inspection, it looks like it may be pulling out again, so I might have to disassemble that cable and check it and make sure the connections are good.
Okay, well, that was just now the most legible you've ever been, and something about you pulled the cable out of the crimp, which means basically destroyed the coax, and potentially have a crappy end. Snowman, this is a rubber duck comeback. You are nothing but one.
I think he knows enough to keep that antenna straight vertical holding that radio, Roger.
Well, there you go. For free advice. Keep that thing up in the air. Yes, indeed. In your front porch, you got a lot of house to talk through to hit the repeater.
Okay, so at the particular point where I'm standing in the backyard, the position I've got my radio so digitally held in, I can hear you perfect. Can you hear me okay?
You've got a noise floor on you, but I can pick you out. Yes, I can hear you.
That's pretty good.
All right, I got a stupid idea. I'm going to try a quick little experiment. I'm going to go in the house and grab a zip tie, and I'm going to stick this zip antenna on the end of the cable zip tie to this other antenna affixed to my house, and that might help me check to see if the cable is the problem or if there's something going on with the antenna, but I don't know. Nothing's changed over the last couple of days, and the last time couple of days, I'm not even sure what's going on.
Hell, I even understand them now.
I'm standing in my backyard holding the radio in just the perfect spot.
Yeah, well, you're coming through good, man. You got a slight noise floor with you, but very legible. Sounds good.
All right, this radio is currently chirping low battery, so I'm going to go in the house and grab a couple of supplies and conduct this experiment, and I will report back in just a moment.
Yeah, Roger that.
Okay.
WSUZ 793
monitoring. WSUY 842 Listener supported. Dumpster radio. We can transmit from things thrown away. Tonight on GMRS. Can a Bofang make the transmission with only 5 watts? 18 miles away, and a rickety antenna with highly lost coax for UHF. Viewers want to know. This is WSUY 842.
That was good, but on the end, you should have thrown in. Stay tuned, my friends. Stay tuned.
Tonight at 11, weak signals, unidentified signals. Are they from outer space, or are they from just new GMRS users? Users want to know. Stay tuned. 11:30, that's good TV. Sunday. GMRS antenna testing, only right here on the Flint GMRS repeater. Only you can tell if they have the SWR. Only can you tell if they have the S9. Come on out and see us. Tickets, $20 for the low stands. Nosebleeds, $10. Sunday.
Shut up, you friggin' moron.
Somebody got a rubber helmet?
Yeah.
If y'all like what you hear, shut off your radio. I'm not sure what his coaxial problem is, but he's absolutely not sending anything out that antenna. If he's got an SWR meter, he needs to check that stuff out.
Yeah, well, one of the bad things is if he has some kind of short and the coax are up on the antenna, you know, keying up and trying to test and test and test, he's going to end up taking the final of his radio.
Yes, indeed. I'm not sure what exactly he's got going on. He's got some zip tie and stuff going on. So, we'll see. But zip tie is not solder.
Yeah, I understand that. But I guess it's what you call winging it.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm glad I could get some people to wake up from the painter gallery and show off in true colors. I'm always impressed with that. I don't know. He's giving an honest effort. I'm checking him on the messenger system. He really wants to try to solve the problem, but it's a bugger. You know, that's the downside. I mean, you pay $35 to get a license around the air. In ham radio, you learn a bunch of garbage about ham radioing and antennas and stupid stuff. And then presto, requesto, you know how to make an antenna, a coax, and an SWR. And trust me, you're not going to blow your finals out of your handheld. So, that's one of those things.
Roger that. Well, in his case, a volt ohm meter can be his friend. Be able to tell a lot of stuff with a volt, if he has a volt ohm meter, because it'd be easier to figure things out. And especially if he has an SWR meter, you know, and he keys it up and that thing zips over to 5345, well then, you know you got problems there, Roger.
Yeah, for one thing, disconnect the antenna, find out if your coax is shorted from moisture, and you'll know a lot about it. He said, it looks like the cable was slightly pulled out of my end on the radio. Well, yeah, that'll make your stuff trash.
Yeah, Roger that, because you got coaxial cable, you got that braid around the outside of the, you know, the shield braid, then you have your Teflon, then you have your center conductor. And, you know, he could have like a couple of them little hairs of shield braid touching the center. That's all it takes, you know. It looks like you might have the braid away from the center. But if you look carefully, you got to look really carefully because some of them little individual wires can be still touching the center. That still would give you a dead short, Roger.
Okay, Justin, give it a try. Make sure you don't have any fuzzies touching your center pole. Yes, 150% nothing. So, get out a ohm meter and save us all a lot of time and determine whether or not you're shorting. And no, you cannot just twist stuff together. I don't even know how he has a manufactured end that got pulled out, but the dude's got six cats, so anything's possible.
agree. Anything can happen. It got pulled out by the cats or whatever the case may be. It got pulled out. It's got to, needs attention.
I'd rather be an unrational male, but he's got six times the kitty I've got.
So, what's he trying to do now?
He's trying to pipe a handheld radio into a fixed antenna and hit Flint, which he did the other day before he broke the manufactured SMA end. And I'm guessing it's SMA end because it's a handheld. But now he can't communicate, so he's searching for a voltmeter.
Oh, broke the SMA and that little dinky coax. I see now. If it would have been a PL-259 and he ripped it out or something, you'd have a chance. Yeah, you're going to need a voltmeter. You're going to need a voltmeter to straighten that out. Is his antenna outside?
Yeah, his antenna's outside finally, and he's kicking it off with that on the side of the house.
Yeah, okay, roger that. Yeah, he's going to need a voltmeter. That's for doggone sure. I didn't know that he ripped it out of an SMA. I don't even know how the hell he's going to get it back in there once he finds out what's happening.
Yeah, I don't know what he's going to do. He's got to figure something out. He wants to put a mobile in the house and have it stationary.
Yeah, roger. That looks a lot better than the handheld. I have a Baofeng handheld here. I started out at GMS with, started my GMS journey. Now I have a mobile here, a DB20 radioactivity alpha power supply with a Nagoya magnet mount on a cookie sheet behind me on the table. And it's a lot better because I talk on that Baofeng, that battery would go dead on me mid transmit or something, and then it's 5 hours of charges. So I got one of these, okay?
Are you saying send it to outside pin 1.5 ohms with antenna on the other end? Well, it's awfully difficult to tell what your ohms are on an antenna on the outside end because antennas have different variances, but maybe you can try it as long as you don't have any frayed. The number 100% thing is no shielding touching center conductor. Center conductor making full connection to radio.
No, something's not right. 1.5 ohm is almost a short. You should read anywhere from 48 maybe 52 ohms. If he's measuring coax going to the antenna. 1.5 ohm is no good. 1.5 ohm is short.
He just sent me a calculus problem. Hang on.
Roger that. WSFZ 793 monitoring.
I'm having him disconnect the antenna from the coax to test the coax to make sure that it shows it's open, not shorted. Because having an antenna in line can do a variety of things, especially screw up somebody who does not have the background to figure out why they're getting that reading.
Yeah, Roger that. Well, if I'd have known that he was able to reach the antenna or disconnect it, yeah, then I would have said he should disconnect the antenna and check the coax. Because it could be in the antenna mount, too. It could be anything, you know. I doubt if the antenna itself is shorted. If it's a tuned whip, I doubt that. So this problem would have to be in the coax or the antenna mount there, okay.
It's an antenna manufactured by us at the shop. It's a J-pole inside of a really thin, I wouldn't say PVC tube, but a really thin little plastic pipe. And it has great characteristics. So it should work, but if, again, the connector got ripped out, there's anybody's guess as to what's going on.
Okay, Roger that. You don't know, there's no loading coil or nothing in that antenna, is there?
Not at all. 5/8 of an inch direct connection to a copper cactus.
Yeah, Roger that. Well, then the problem has to be the coax, because 1.5 ohm is almost complete shorted. It should read around 50 with the antenna connected. Anywhere around there, it shouldn't read no 1.5. You gotta have the shielding has to be touching the center somewhere.
Yeah, there's a VSWR that has to match up on that, and it's not doing its job, so something's wet or something's shorted.
Well, he don't have no enemies or anything, does he? Might have snuck up in there and put a pin through the coax and cut the ends off or anything?
Yeah, I don't think so. Man, I haven't heard that. I heard some of that in the 70s, man. That's a long time spider joke.
Well, it's a lot more efficient than cutting, but I just had to throw that in there because that's weird how it's almost shorted. But he'll find it as long as he disconnects the coax from the antenna. He should show nothing between, he should show open between shield and center, as you know. And if he doesn't, well, then there's your problem, man. You're going to have to go along the coax and find the, it could be kinked. It could have got kinked and the shield could have broke through the Teflon and hit in the center. It could be anything.
Which system are you coming in on?
I'm broadcasting live to you on the Noisy Detroit Repeater. If you like diesel engines, I bring the diesel to you.
Shut up, stupid.
There you go.
Aw, a styrofoam helmet are out there. Yeah, I got a Detroit deal. I got a few of them. Love them. You know, one of my Suburban, actually. Everybody said it was a bad idea. I disagree.
Yeah, Roger, is it a two-stroke or four-stroke?
671.
Ooh, that's two-stroke, I believe. 671 blower. That'd be a two-stroke, then.
Indeed, She's a blower.
That's the blower that they rip off the engine and throw on the big old Hemis, man. Nitro burning Hemis there for the dragster.
25K generator.
I keyed up when you did. I said, that's the blower. They like ripping off them engines and throwing on them Hemis and them nitro burning Hemis with a drag strip.
Unfortunately, yes. I got a 271 on my 25 kVA generator.
Wow, how many watts?
25,000.
Hell, you're about close to us, about as close as a substation. You can power up the town with that.
It used to run downtown Flushing's grocery stores and businesses. Even just three-phase drops out 480 three-phase.
Yeah, I bet you that's a bad dude, man. Do you use it or just for show, you know, light it up once in a while or what?
No, that's my secondary backup generator.
Yeah, Roger that. And I know the engines are known for loyalty, man. They sit, no matter how long they sit, you hit the starter on them, they light up. Usually without ether.
If you love them, you're going to pop the covers off of them, and you're going to rock that fuel back and forth, your fuel rail, and make sure they're not stuck so they don't run away from you, and then send them, and they'll roll, for a long time. I got mine set up for twin 55-gallon drums of waste motor oil.
Yeah, Roger, I forgot about that. That's right, they sit a long time. You got to pull the covers off the top and check them rails, them fuel rails. Yeah, I forgot about that. And sometimes you will find a sticky one. I don't know. Depends on how long the motor sits. Yeah, I should have remembered that. But what is it, like two knobs? Each cover, you just undo the two knobs and pull the cover off and do edit there.
Yeah, they knew you were going to work on them. They made it easy.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was going to say. They knew, you know. They made it easily serviceable. Just roll them two knobs up and pull the cover off and the other one, check the fuel rails. Put the covers back on, lock them down with the knobs, and light it up.
Yeah. I had one run away on me already this year. A real disaster. Not something I ever want to see again. It was a white multi-fuel. And, It had a Amoco injector, and that thing shot fire about 100 feet in the air, I swear to God. It burnt the paint out of the engine bay, the smokestack on that truck. It burnt the trees all around it, and it just cleared the entire area of anything vegetation as that old girl sat there and smoked out.
Wow, that must have been a hell of a sight. Scary, huh? Did it throw any rods or did it lock up or how did it stop?
I'm not sure what happened. I feel like that the pistons are probably, what do you call it, Prince Rupert's down in the old oil pan. I think they melted down and went in the old pan, and some of them went out the turbo. but I hit the button again just because you blew up to see what would happen, and all I got was a thunk. So it wasn't having any more of that.
That'd be about right. The upper end ended up down in the bottom end if it didn't come off the block. Down in the bottom end there. You hit it, don't, that means everything's laying down there. You never autopsied it though, eh?
Oh, dear God. Our rookie has discovered that his outside antenna is a dead short, as it should be.
Dead short across the outside antenna.
It's a J-pole. Of course it's shorted. It's a piece of U wire. It's a wire U, one leg shorter than the other, soldered to both sides.
Oh, okay, I got that. I understand that now that you explained it. Yeah, that short would show it that short. Well, I don't see how, if the antenna worked before, I don't see how come it ain't working now, the antenna itself. I'm not talking about the coax. That makes no sense.
This cable test open with nothing connected, so that should be fine. So, I don't know, you must have some other thing wrong, or there's the other optional, realistic answer, propagation. Tonight's sky has nothing in for him.
Well, he had to pour out there from the SMA connector. There could be pieces inside the SMA connector. Pieces of shielding and stuff that's sorted up to the center inside the SMA connector. Because if the coax is open, and he's been doing good on that J-pole when it was working, then the problem has to be down at the SMA connector then. It would have to be.
WFUY A42, because the FCC, they love you. I just asked him, he says not right now, the temperature appears damaged, and with radio goes. So, yeah, I'm trying to see what he's getting from this, and ascertain what exactly it is he needs. But you're not wrong, if that estimation is right. Good luck. I myself, my 30 years, I don't know how to fix an SMA.
WSFZ 793 ID. Well, have them take the ohm meter and go across the center and the outside of the SMA connector and see if it shows a short.
I just passed that along.
Well, that'll quickly tell him that the problem's in the SMA. He don't have to take a flashlight and look down in where it got ripped out and try to find shield hairs. So I can just throw an ohm meter across the center and outside there and see if he shows a short.
I really do not like SMA connectors. I deal with mini UHF with the Motorola crap, and that's even a pain in the butt. He did, and there is no short. Okay, so apparently he's living in a Walgreens world and everything's fantastic. He slept at a Holiday Inn last night, and now he's a ham operator.
Well, there you go then, he's living the dream. You're right about the SMA connectors. I don't like them. I wish they would have put a UHF BNC connectors or something instead of the SMA connectors, because, you know, if you're not, I don't know if careful's the word, but you can screw them up pretty easily trying to screw them in and this and that, and they're just so small, they're so small and fragile. I wish they would have put UHF connectors or BNC connectors on them or something. Roger.
BNCs are too big when you cook egg rolls all day.
I'm sorry, I meant mini BNCs or whatever the word is for them. They're like BNCs, but they're smaller. That's what I kind of meant. I know the BNC's big, but whatever the case. So all he has to do then is peel back some of that shield and cut some of that Teflon, get a center lead out, and just re-solder it back in.
Give me a second, WSUA 42, beer delivery, Flint.
Roger, Roger, WSOC 793.
WSFP 853.
853, you're good.
Ah, I finally fixed it, did I?
Is that him?
Yeah, that's him. Coming in from Durand. And 21.
How's it sounding?
Now you got some plugs in there with you, but you're readable.
Plugs was to be expected because the antenna is very crudely mounted on the side of my house outside. I don't have a ladder right now to get up very high. Nor do I have the cable to do so.
Yeah, Roger that. Slap that bad boy on high power, man.
I lost the tail end of your last transmission, what'd you say?
I said, you running that thing on high power?
Yeah, I'm on a kid radio right now. It's cranked to the max, but it's only a 4-watt, so I bet if I switch this over to my whole thing, which is nearly dead, that I can put it on the base charger, that'll probably work a lot better. That radio seems to be significantly better.
What did you do to fix the problem?
I did exactly what you said I couldn't do. I repaired the end of the cable.
Well, you still sound like garbage, but let's hear what you sound like on the other one.
All right, one moment, and I'll switch over. That was the one when I tested it the other day that everybody said I sounded really good. They said there was, like, just very slight static in Danny.
He sounds okay over here. There's a little fuzz coming in with him, but he's pretty readable.
His previous transmission was rock solid like I am.
Yeah, I bet she throws that bell thing on there. I bet she cleans up.
Nope. You on high power? Something's not going great.
I have no idea how to adjust the power.
Is that the bell fang?
Yeah, that's the bell fang.
The other one sounded a little better. All he has to do is hit the menu button and then the up and channel up and down buttons till he finds power, and then hit the menu button again. Use the up and down buttons to choose high, low, or medium. And then, you know, when he gets it on high, hit the menu button again, and he's done.
he proclaims he is on high.
Yeah, okay.
There's still got to be something going on with his rig, because if he was crystal clear the other day, and he is not today, and he broke that connector, and just because you push the connector back together or whatever doesn't make it a good connection.
Oh, you're right. Just shoving it on there. You know, if they could, that hole where the center connector goes into is a little bit bigger than the center connector wire, the thickness of the wire. So without soldering it, you know, you got probably just, the wires is probably barely touching that tip in there or something there.
Go again, Justin. You guys doubled.
Oh, I was just saying I switched back to the SID radio because you guys said that sounded better.
Yep.
No copies.
I hear you fine.
I didn't hear what was said before that, before my last transmission.
Where'd you go? Yeah, I hear you fine. You got fuzz in there with you. But yeah, you do sound better with that than you did with the bell thing.
That's really odd, because usually it's the other way around.
VSFZ793ID. Yeah, I kind of thought that too. I told him, I said, yeah, he hooks the bow thing up. It should really kick it, you know, that should take care of it. But I was surprised myself. I mean, it did work, but that radio right there is louder.
Yeah, the one I'm using now is Kid Radio CD83, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, Roger, you, and you're at full power, right?
Yeah, she's only good for 4 watts, though. It's cranked to the max.
Yeah, okay. The repeater you're talking on, how far away is it from you?
I am connected to Flint right now, which is on top of the McLaren Hospital, from my understanding, and that is 16 miles from me.
Yeah, Roger that. 4 watts, dipole. I'm going to say probably your antenna's in the wrong place. It's weird how these antennas work up here in this frequency, PMRS. You always find, got to find that sweet spot. Unless you had it on the roof, you know, centered up, then you'd be all right. But you might have your antenna mounted on the wrong side of the house, okay?
No, I've got it on the back corner of the house where it's the back corner of my house faces the direction of where the hospital is. If I pretty much go straight down M21 and then make a little jog over to the hospital, I'll be there. I know where it is, but I recently had a visit there. See somebody that's in the hospital there. It's like 16 miles away. Got the antenna facing the hospital direction, so it's just not up high enough. It's only about 6 feet off the ground.
The problem. The Fresno Pass being gobbled up by budded trees.
I need like 25 or 30 more feet of cable and something about that high to put it up on.
Well, you got it working. That's a start. Like I said, you're very readable. You got that fuzz coming in with you, but I have no problem understanding what you're saying, so it's a start.
Apparently, he figured out his own funner short that he had. That's good, but he was so quieting the other day.
I don't know.
Yeah,
guys.
I know. That's what you said. I heard you say this
one time from the Mac.
Come in really good, full quieting, and I don't know, man. You know, I don't know what's happening there. 4 watts versus a J-pole on the corner of a house 16 miles away from the repeater. You know, it should do something. I don't know if you could chalk it up to that. The full quiet thing the other night, I don't know if you can chalk that up to atmospheric or what there, Roger.
I don't know either. The Fresno Pass for 4 watts at 16 miles on UHF is a bit of a beast. So, he's probably going to have to invest in a mobile station to get good clarity for full-time service.
I need two of those mobiles, one for my house and one for the vehicle.
Well, personally, practically just about everybody out here, not everybody, but practically are running DB20s, including me. And it's a great radio. Runs good, no problem. You got 20 watts output on the high side. You just can't beat it. I'm running one for the base here. I got a power supply, and you know, because I just couldn't take the battery going dead on my bow thing when I was in the middle of a conversation with people. So if you do anything, man, take a look at the DB20. The radio is DB20. You'd be happy with it.
I've heard a lot of people mentioning that. I've got one that I've done Amazon right now. So what I've looked at was researching a bunch of other radios. That really means up back to the cost of like over $100 or something like that. The power you get, the features, everything else that's higher priced just seems to all just make up. You might get like 30 watts or 40 watts or 50 watts, but I don't really think I need that. I just want to be able to reach the nodes 15 to 20 miles away from my location.
Yeah, Roger. Well, they make a DB25, DB30, whatever. But the DB25, I know people who bought them, and they're nothing but problems. A lot of problems with them. Well, problems with them. Here and there and stuff, and the DB20, man, is simple. If you have a computer, you just throw in the software, put in your field tones on the frequencies, hook up the radio, and tell it to download to the radio. You're done. You got everything in it, and then it's just everything's on the microphone, the keypad. You do everything from the microphone. You can hit the menu and adjust your squelch, you know, make it scan, do whatever you want off the microphone there. Roger. Saying the DB, I'm glad I ordered the DB20 because I thought about the DB25, but then I just thought I don't need all that stuff, man. I just want to talk to MRS and everything, and I ordered the DB20. Just about everybody out here is running DB20. There's a lot of people out here tell you they're happy with them, you know, for the price and everything. You know, and you can, you know, 20 watts is pretty good. I have a watt meter here. I ran it through it. And I got 5 on low, 10 on medium, 20 on high. So, you know, and you can set your power from the microphone. You can just hit 2 buttons and adjust your power there and everything. You do everything from the microphone there, Roger.
Outside, it was working so good when I first tested it. That I could get speed from the Saginaw repeater. Couldn't quite reach that far, and that one, the hometown I came from, I used to live in Saginaw. I lived in a town called Bridgeport. That's like 37 miles away, and I'm sure that repeater is farther than that. Probably like over to Georgetown County.
the 793 ID. Huh, that's strange. You know, I don't know, man. I'm kind of lost here a little bit, what your problem could be. That's not as you told me that. That's strange, too, there, okay?
It probably doesn't help that the cable I'm running came from the land of the world, so it's not exactly high quality. At least I don't consider it to be. It's better quality than I have another cable here that I was going to try, but it's like 35 feet, but the thickness of it is questionable in fact. It's probably like the thickness of like 22 gauge speaker wire. I'm not even sure what it was meant for. I grabbed it for like $6 off Amazon. I did put an antenna to it, and it does work, but I just don't trust it. I think it's going to be really wonky because there's so much moving around it.
Yeah, Roger. Well, we should be running 50 ohm coax, not 75, but 50 ohm. That's what it should usually it's stamped on the coax on the outer sheet, black sheet. It's usually stamped with impedances, and you should be running 50 ohm coax there, okay?
All that dirt sheet cable I bought says on it is RC-174. It doesn't say anything about the impedance.
What does it say?
RG-174.
Oh, no. You gotta have RG-8. RG-8 is 50 ohm. The RG-8 coax is 50 ohm.
I'm betting this piece of cabling I'm using, that's not the case. The one I just mentioned isn't the cable I'm running right now. I don't know. The one I'm running right now is simply a 50 ohm cable. I got it from Travis, and I'm pretty sure that's what he said it was. I don't see a mark on it. Trying to find one. I don't see one on it at the moment. But I'm pretty sure this one is for sure a 50 ohm cable. It's got some ends on it. It's like 5 to 6 times thicker than the one I was just talking about.
Yeah, Roger, it probably is then. That's a must, though. I don't know about that J-pole, man, but Travis would know more about them antennas than I do, but I don't know. He told me how that J-pole set up, and I'm still scratching my head on that one. Because that'd be dead short across the transmitter, just about. And, you know, maybe there's something I'm missing, but yeah, the coax must be 50 ohm, RG-8. You probably have 50 ohm coax on there, but...
Travis has a video about the antenna, and I built it. It's handmade. But it seems to have worked the entire time. I've had it for a few weeks, I've had it in there for a while. And it was working fine there, but my back kept knocking it out of the window, so I got tired of that, and I had to put it back in. I ran outside that side window, and set the cable outside this morning, which is inside the car. Hope that was a problem.
I got all of it, but you're really starting to get messy. You're fading out when noise is coming. Noise is fading in, fading you out. Well, I got all what you said, though, but I had to kind of turn a ear towards the radio and close my eyes and decipher there. So I don't know what's happening there, okay?
Well, I know just in the time I've been sitting here talking, I've used about 20% of my battery, and the connector that goes into the antenna cable is getting quite long.
Yeah, Roger that. I'm not very smart when it comes to antennas. I know some stuff about them, but I'm not an expert. So, you know, Travis told me how that antenna set up, and I'm still scratching my head, but, you know, maybe you know something I don't. I don't know. But, yeah, you came in all right that time. Just, you still got the fuzz on you. But, I'm done. I'm gonna go to bed here. It's 11 o'clock, man. I'm about dozing off up in here. I'm gonna leave it up to you and Travis there, Roger.
Yeah, I'm fixing to get out of here myself. WSQI 842. I'm gonna go to bed.
I'm about to get something to eat and sign off myself and go to bed. It's WSFC 853. I'm in Carroll.
Yeah, right, 853. Good talking to you. Travis, you too, man. It was good talking to you. Funny guy. And, Travis, you sound good, as usual. You know that. And, of course, he's just fuzzing in through here a little bit. But y'all have a good evening. We'll talk to you later. WSFZ 793, and I'm out.
That concludes our broadcast evening on WSEY 842 GMRF Radio Talk Show. Tune in next time for more antenna alignment and testing. WSEY, thank you very much, and have a great evening.
WSBM 993, mobile and monitoring.